City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Leonard.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Potter.
Here.
I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity they are authorized to represent. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Item 1445, tentatively deny the proposal of Hartle Development Company, applicant, and Colwood Partnership owner, and uphold the recommendation from the hearings officer for denial of a comprehensive plan map amendment and zoning map amendment for Colwood National Golf Course, located at 7313 Northeast Columbia Boulevard, LU05-138386-CPZC.
Do any members of council have any ex parte contacts to declare or information gathered outside of the hearing to disclose?
I was at a function, and a representative of the developer shared with me his feelings on our tentative decision. And I nodded and backed away slowly.
No other council members have ex parte contacts to declare. Do any members of council have questions or other preliminary matters that need to be addressed before we begin the hearing? As I was not in attendance at the hearing, I will be recusing myself from voting on this matter. Council has before them findings. I need a motion to adopt the findings and deny the proposal of Hartle Development Company, applicant, and Colwood Partnership owner, and uphold the recommendation from the hearings officer for denial of a comprehensive plan map amendment and zoning map amendment for Colwood National Golf Course located at 7313 Northeast Columbia Boulevard.
So moved.
Need a second? Okay. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
I had a chance to put my substantive comments on the record in our last hearing, but I just wanted to read briefly from the following report. Quote, "The remaining great landscape feature of the city is that of the Columbia Slough, which border the eastern part of the city on the north. The region is low and distant from the city and seems to be at present comparatively valueless for any other than farming purposes. It is therefore to be hoped that a much larger park of the meadow type than can elsewhere be afforded will gradually be acquired here by the city." It goes on to say, "It may seem to your citizens a decidedly foolish proposition to secure large areas of land for a park in the Columbia Slough District, and some explanation of the purposes to be accomplished is therefore called for." The report goes on to say that no other form of park has ever been proved so attractive and so useful to the masses of the people as a meadow park, particularly where there could be associated with it long stretches of still water as a landscape attraction and for boating purposes. Report goes on to say that to properly provide for the future in the matter of a meadow park, it is necessary to secure many hundred, if not several thousand acres, and it does not appear that there is any better or more economical place to make this provision in the neighborhood of the city than along the Columbia Slough. And the report concludes, "It is possible that golf, the sport of golf, may not retain its popularity for so many years as to be permanently provided for, yet as this large park would be able to provide." I'm quoting, of course, from the 1903 Olmsted Report, which addressed the question of the possible use of the land adjacent to the Columbia Slough. We have a historic opportunity through this vote to honor the vision of Olmsted over 100 years ago to maintain the current designation of open land and, in my judgment, to correctly apply the law to the facts before us. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
The next issue to be heard is a 2:30 time certain, which will be in 9 minutes from now. We'll take a short recess and be back at 2:30.
That's quick. That's nice.
Very nice. I was going to say, really nailed it. Oh, my gosh.